Welcome back to the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast. My name is Michael Colligan, and that's Greg Eric. And we are the hosts of this show. And it's our great pleasure to be joined by Sean Valier and Miranda Shepherd. They are managing partners and the owners of Lamp Sales Unlimited down in Florida. Sean moved to Pennsylvania, down to Florida, I guess, from Pennsylvania at age 19, where he worked in supply chain and logistics. He spent some years at UPS and Grainger and in the medical industry. And then his family, along with his business partner, Miranda Shepherd, acquired Lamp Sales Unlimited, a 40-year-old distribution company with locations in Jacksonville and Orlando. They are co-VPs, I guess it would be what you would call them, and they run the day-to-day at Lamp Sales Unlimited. Miranda, 37 years of experience in the wholesale lighting industry. 23 of those with Lamp Sales. So she, I guess before it was acquired by their group, she worked there. And she has lots of experience running lighting and multiple roles, and now serves, I guess, as the vice president and general manager, Greg. And so we're going to get into it. This is going to be a real lighting dork conversation, our favorite kind that we do here on Get a Grip on Lighting. But before we do, we got to relax, take it easy, keep it easy. With light made easy. That's right. KeystoneTech.com. That's KeystoneTech.com. Gregory Eric.
Sometimes you can talk about the product, and sometimes you talk about a specific application like I'm going to right now. So I did a school project where we did some Keystone area lights, and we had a couple on each pole, and we had the neighbors complaining across the street. And so I went and looked at what we sold, and we sold optic swap. So guess what we did? We changed the optics on it. Yeah. Everybody's easy. Everybody's happy. Easily change from type 2 to type 3 to type 4. Whatever you need. Super easy. Saved a lot of time and money by having that optic swap option. Check it out for the area lights. I love it.
And all you distributors out there, you got to be responsible for that light trespass. I mean, Greg and I are going to do some more work in the future here on this light trespass thing, but we got to be careful. LEDs are a lot worse than metal halide or HPS, so you need that optic swap when you're in the field. You need to be able to adjust those optics. It's not like the days of halide and HPS where you were limited by wattage, first of all, Greg. First, you're limited. You can't even do that much light because it's so much watts. And, of course, you want to join the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors if you have light bulbs in a warehouse. Okay? All you people trying to join Nailed that don't have light bulbs in a warehouse, you can't join. I'm sorry. You got to find another association. We only let people who sell light bulbs have light bulbs in a warehouse and sell them on the internet, over the counter, on the phone, ship them out to people. Those are the members of Nailed. So if you have light bulbs in a warehouse and you sell them, go to nald.org. Welcome to the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast, Sean and Miranda.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, yeah, you guys are proud Nailed members. Don't scare them away too much, Mike. They can still join. They just can't be a distributor member, okay? Everybody should be a Nailed. But let's get into it here. So, Sean and Miranda, you guys aren't related.
No.
We are not. Right?
Okay, so how did this come about? Mike kind of mentioned it in the beginning, but Miranda, maybe you give us your story, and then Sean, you tell us yours.
Sure. Michael mentioned, I was working for Lamp Sales Unlimited, and the previous owners of the company were ready to retire. Fortunately, we were in a situation where it wasn't a money issue. The company was in great shape, and they were very selective about who we decided we were going to partner with. It's a family business, has been, and Sean and I still treat it the same way. We wanted to make sure that when the owners came in that we didn't make any drastic changes, because what we're doing, we were doing well. So Sean, his father-in-law, Sean's family, basically, decided they wanted to buy into the company. And after much negotiating back and forth, we came to an agreement, and it's been working great since. So
they decided, and
I became part of the business, part as one of the principals. So
very good. And I guess, Sean, before you go, Miranda, what was your role prior to becoming an owner?
I was the general manager of the company. So I had been running the company. When COVID hit, the owners decided it was time. They were a little older. It was time for them to go home. And I had been running the company pretty much for several years. But that's at the point that they basically turned it over to me.
Perfect. And then, Sean, you come into the picture. What year?
Yeah. So This was what, 2020, 2021, I think, Miranda. We were, you know, for years, my wife and I and her family were looking for a business. And, you know, the business had to meet a couple requirements, right? It couldn't be a fire sale. We didn't want to buy something that needed a lot of work. We were looking for something that was stable, had been around for a while. And one of the other things would be that the owner who was selling would agree to stay on to kind of train us to take it over. And so when lamp sales came on the table, it was a no-brainer, especially when, you know, Miranda was on board and she's been running the company for years. So it just made it really easy. You know, I was not in the lighting industry. I've been in logistics and transportation for the last 20 years. So this was a new industry for me, which is, you know, it's been great. And so I've been, you know, learning the industry for the last couple of years. It's a great place to be. We have a lot of lighting experts working here, so they make it easy. We have a great team, and there's people that have been here for 30 years, you know, and I'm from transportation and logistics where turnover is super high. So in at lamp sales, we've had people that just, you know, 20, 30 years, which is awesome. And so it's a great business. I love learning about the lighting industry every day. It's something new, and Nailed has been a huge part of it for me.
Same with me. So I want to ask you about your partnership together, first of all, but first, nobody decides after college or after high school, I'm going to become a light bulb salesman. That never happens. Okay, everyone seems to stumble into lighting, and they're like, you know what, hey, this is actually a pretty decent business. So you've stumbled into it, or you bought into it, Sean. What do you think is what is unique about lighting that you wouldn't have predicted before going into it?
I think when you're on the outside looking in, you're not even paying attention to the lights or the industry behind them. And so once you're in it and you start, I mean, now you're looking at every light everywhere you go. You know, so I had no idea prior to, you know, the background of it. I mean, I understood supply chain and logistics, so I understood, you know, these things are coming from a warehouse, but, you know, it's a great industry, and, you know, they're everywhere. So it's a much bigger industry than I had previous thought. It's very cool. There's new tech coming out all the time, even in the last couple of years that I've been here. I mean, I've learned a lot. I've been to a couple conventions, and I'm going to continue learning.
Miranda, how is the partnership working? I've actually noticed Greg's in a partnership. I call his partnership Neverland. And he's recently coming out of Neverland, but that's a whole different story for a different podcast. How is your partnership like with Sean, and what part of the business do you take care of? And have you separated that out?
Yeah, actually, it took us a little while in the beginning, of course, with my experience and Sean and his family coming in. Actually, the rest of his family doesn't operate here, but I had a little bit of a concern. I was wondering if we would have the same management style, and, you know, somebody who's coming in a little green, and, you know, I was hoping that he would find that the way we do things, and that together we would just continue to figure out how to make the business grow. What I have found is I'm in the weeds a lot more than Sean is, which is a good thing, because I'm in the weeds, I'm handling the day-to-day operations, I'm the one who's, you know, charged, let's make sure customer service is good. And Sean is setting policies and doing a lot more of the things that keep us safe. You know, I'm a fire it off, go on, check a box, go on to the next thing. And what's worked out really well with Sean is that he will say, okay, but we got to think about logistically how this is going to, you know, he's keeping us safe. We've got a controller here that also does the same thing. So while I'm checking boxes, they're going, okay, let's slow down a minute. Let's make sure we document this. So it's working out really well. And much to my surprise, it's been amazing. It's taken us a little bit of time to figure out who needs to do what role, but we're there. Yeah, it's working well.
Yeah, we definitely try to not step on each other's toes for sure. And so we have two locations. We have a location in Jacksonville, which would be considered the corporate location, which is where we are now. But we also have a location, fully stocked warehouse, offices, management, outside sales in Orlando, Florida as well. So I get down there as much as I can to kind of try to steer that ship. We're really focused on growth down there. We've been in this building. Lamp Sales has been in this building for since, not early 80s. The company was started in 1984, so we're celebrating 40 years this year. But Orlando's only been down there for about 15 years, so we're really focused on growth. And we've done a great job and not really stepping on each other's toes. We talk to each other every single day. Our offices are right next to each other. We have a window, looks like a drive-through.
That's
So we're
awesome.
always talking to each other. But yeah, I try to get down there. Like she said earlier, when we all acquired the business, we didn't want to make any huge changes in the first year, that could be perceived as a negative, right? So it was, we wanted to make sure that everybody got new computers because a lot of the stuff was aged. We wanted to make sure that everybody got a raise because they hadn't had raises in a long time, And so, but we also wanted to introduce a new ERP system. And but we wanted to wait a year, We wanted to change the commission structure, but we wanted to wait a year because we didn't want to introduce any huge changes within the first year. We thought that was important. So yeah, while Miranda's in the weeds, I'm looking at stuff like, okay, if we make this move, what could be a counter move? Let's think about it like it's chess almost. What could happen if we do this or that? Let's focus on inventory. I guess I'm in the weeds on some other stuff in the background,
Sure.
but I think we mesh, so.
Very well.
That's great.
Very
Yeah,
well.
no,
Yeah. We
we all have
complement
a
each
little.
other.
That's good. We all have a little different, way we end up selling light bulbs at the end of the day. How do you guys explain your business? How do you guys, are you selling to contractors? Are you doing retrofits? Are you counter sales? Where are you guys at?
The answer to that is yes. We sell
Everything.
anybody who's got a socket, who's got power. We'll procure golf carts if somebody wants us to buy something for them, as long as we can make a profit on it. But yeah, our focus in the beginning, and this goes back before Sean, we were a lamp and ballast house, which is what most lighting companies start out as being. So, over time, about 15 years ago, we hired an outside salesman who said, light bulbs are going to eventually be phased out, lamps and ballast will be, and you've got to start thinking bigger scale, thinking about fixtures. The previous owners of the company didn't like he bought it because he was concerned about margins. But because, lamps and ballast margins are higher on products like that, especially with MRO. And we were selling to places like hospitals, end users, property management companies. Again, 15 years ago, we expanded into doing jobs, bidding jobs, designing much more. Something we do really well is we've got a team of salespeople that if they'll go out to a job, a contractor will say, I've been approached by an end user to bid this job. We'll go out, we'll design the project, which is where we do really well with Keystone. We'll go out, design the project, take the bill of material with the information the contractor needs to be able to quote that job from his desk. That helps us separate ourselves from the electrical supply houses where our contractors are already standing buying pipe and wire gear devices. So we've got to figure out a way to overcome 40-year relationships. We've got seasoned salespeople at these supply houses. So we had to figure out a way to go around that and to tell the contractor that we appreciate their relationship and we would never badmouth another distributor, of course, but tell them the things that we can do that they can't. So that's where we're able to get contractors to break the lighting out outside of the gear when it's a specified job. We can offer value engineering, but we try to stay, if there's a spec, We try to stay with the same manufacturer's rep so we don't ruin any relationships there, as well as calling on end users and property management companies. So I like to say with lighting, it's a recession-resistant business. Mm. We sell to colleges. We sell to the Navy bases. You can't do surgery without lighting. So you've got to be able to be diversified and from soup to nuts handle and be prepared to provide lighting to anybody and everybody. So,
Greg, I got to say, I love Miranda's respectful aggressiveness. It's like the combination of the two together. It's like, I'm going to get this deal. And I'll be nice to you, but I still get to win.
Yes.
I love
it. It's all about closing. Yeah. It's all about closing. I mean, you can come to the table, but until you get a purchase order, it's nothing. Yeah.
So I don't know which one's going to answer it. I heard, Sean, you were talking about inventory and all that. And so there's when we talk about this from the perspective of other associations that are close to Nailed or similar to Nailed, you got contractors, agents, these types, right? But they don't have light bulbs in a warehouse. They don't have fixtures in a warehouse or parts in a warehouse. So distributors actually have their own stock, and it's usually, it's oftentimes they're called, in other industries, they're called dealers, but we call ourselves distributors. And often we're not dealers because we're stocking different brands. Like, we're not married to, steel chainsaws. You can sell any chainsaw, like you said. What is the advantage, or is there an advantage, Sean, Miranda, I don't know which one to take it, because a lot of these, most people entering the lighting business in 2024 want nothing to do with distribution. They just want to specify stuff, or they want to represent, they want to be a representative. And I see that there's something more stable about nail distributors. They don't seem to go bankrupt very often. They don't seem to leave the industry very often. Their businesses seem to sell to new people. They don't close. Whereas a lot of agencies close and rep agencies close. What is it about the warehouse and having that stock that gives us our power, Sean?
We have to be careful about what we're stocking, why we're stocking, how much of it we're stocking. And so for us, we get a lot of counter business in our Jacksonville location. So we have customers coming in every single day to the counter because they know we're going to have fixtures. They know we're going to have the ballast they need. They know we're going to have the drivers. So we're stocking the lighting and the other items that we know they're going to need, because they can go down the street to a competitor and buy the same thing, but they choose to come to us because the competitor typically isn't an expert in the industry. So they're not going to be able to tell them, you say you need this, but you actually need this, or help them through a problem that might arise during the conversation. But we try to be really careful about what we're stocking, why we're stocking it, because there's a cost associated with that. It's dollars on the shelf, And so, so Orlando is like a different beast, right? Because they don't get as much counter traffic down there. They get more non-inventory orders. So then we have to be careful about that too, because we want to make sure, hey, if we're ordering stuff for a customer that's non-inventory, are we going to hit the freight allowed, amount? Are we going to make sure that we're getting the best deal that we can on the items we're buying versus, we want to make sure the customer is getting the best deal too. So we try to think outside the box when it comes to how we can save them, whether it's on freight or other ways. But we try to do a really good job at managing our inventory. There was inventory in this warehouse when we became partners that had been here for years, just collecting dust. And so we didn't buy that inventory, but it was here, on the flip side, the second you start getting rid of that inventory and writing it off, somebody comes in the next day and they want that item that's 5 years old.
It's like a mathematical principle, as you say, just blow it out, get rid of it, send it to the recycler. The next day someone comes in, can I have some, SOCS lamps. Do you have any of those SOCS, low pressure sodium or
not
something?
Not anymore, but we did.
Yesterday we had 20 of them.
Yeah. Wow.
What's funny about lighting, I just want to touch on that. Jacksonville and Orlando are, a couple hundred miles apart?
Yeah.
If even that.
160.
We say it's a 160. We say it's a regional business. It sounds like it's a city-based business. I mean, if you've got that difference between those two cities, you're both in Florida, but why is Orlando non-inventory? Is there a reason that you guys can see or point out?
Well, they have stock. It's just, you know, when the sales reps are out there, if a customer wants something specific, they don't always push back, or if they do, they still want that very specific item, and it just might not be enough for us to want to stock. So sure. That's typically why. Miranda, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I would say that we've been here 40 years. People think of us first. I mean, in Orlando, there's another distributor there who's been in business as long as we have. So we've been chipping away at that and trying to get people to think of us first. One thing that I think we are proud of is that with non-inventory, the customer is saying Lamp Sales can get it when their other distributor may not be knowledgeable enough to figure out what they need. So it's to me, it's a little more specialized there. I think in time, you know, again, we keep chipping away at it, and in time, with lots of windshield time and being in front of people and telling them what we do that their other distributors can't do, we'll get there. But it's, you know, the salespeople say it's a different market. And for me, who's been in sales for this many years, I think it's a different approach. Mm. I don't think the market may be different and the margins are tighter, but if you can add value, then price becomes secondary.
And Florida's economy is enormous, Greg, compared to Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, Florida's economy is almost as big as Canada's economy. So you're talking about an enormous market as well.
Question. And Greg, you mentioned – sorry.
No, you go ahead,
Greg, John. You mentioned city-specific versus regionally. You know, our locations are about 160 miles apart. And, you know, some companies would set up a couple different locations in one city, you know. But for us – we find that having the two locations is good because we have three delivery drivers in Jacksonville, one in Orlando, but we can service, you know, from here to Daytona, from Orlando to Tampa with our drivers. So we can save on deliveries. And, you know, so it's, you know, for us, if we were to grow, we would probably expand farther away. I don't think we would set up shop in the same city just because of the model that we currently have and the drivers, you know, that's currently working. But, you know, we'll deliver, you know, miles and miles away.
Go ahead, Greg.
Miranda, you're the guest. Please, yeah. Miranda, no, finish off your thought.
Something else that we do, and I think it's something that, again, sets us apart. If a customer places an order today before noon, he gets it this afternoon. If he places it in the afternoon, he gets it the next morning. And if for some reason there's a back-ordered item on the ticket, on the sales order, our warehouse does a great job of communicating with the inside salesperson and saying, does your customer want it complete? There's a back order on it. Notify them of that. So we make good use of the time. We make sure the customer gets what they need and they become accustomed to that. So
yeah, you would kick my ass. I'll tell you that. That's fast.
Yeah. And we have plenty of stock. And if we don't have stock, our salespeople will say, I don't have this, but I have it in GE or I have it in Sylvania or, you know, depending on what the item is. So many of the manufacturers have similar product, as you know, and our sales staff is knowledgeable enough to know what to substitute if the customer can accept that.
Okay. Did you guys open another branch from nothing, or did you buy the Orlando branch from another company and change the name?
It's brick and mortar. We started it from the ground up.
Flag in the ground. Okay.
Which was harder.
Yeah.
It was harder. It was harder, mm-hmm. harder doing that, but we also didn't acquire bad habits either. So.
Mm-hmm. True. So we're seeing that less and less now. The traditional branch-based businesses seem to have ceased to expand. And from my perspective, I see massive changes in the lighting business right now, especially in the channel and the distribution and that. And I think that there may be a renewed ability to expand a network of branches that have the right stuff in stock and know how to service people. I think it may be, would you rather buy an existing business, or would you rather put a flag in the ground? I mean, that's a decision you make based on a ton of factors. But I think it's coming back, Greg. And have you guys considered adding branches to your network?
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Sean, it's something that
It's something we definitely kick around, you know? And like I said, if we were to add other branches, I don't think it would be in the same cities that we're already in. You know, there are jobs that we haven't been able to bid on based on our geography sometimes, you know? So if a job is specced and the rep is in another city, we can't get a number on it or get a good number on it. And so that's kind of got our wheels turning as well. But for me, acquiring another business versus finding somewhere and planning routes, I would go with the latter. If I had to answer quickly, but we look at everything. Like I said, it's always, what would happen if you do this? What's the result? You know? So, you're basically, you know, when you acquire, you're acquiring customers too, you know? So, but my whole thing is the lamp sales service is so good that if you can get a customer to buy one thing from you, they're never going to go back. Right, Miranda?
I've seen it.
That's when we talk about big electrical contractors, you know, splitting their pipe and wire from their lighting once to give us a shot. They never go back. And we have a couple customers like that. And so, I would probably go other city.
Wow.
I would agree.
That's a confident statement, you know, to say that, you know, hey, just give us a try, man. The business, the service and the experience here is going to be so good that we know you're going to consistently, we don't sell pipe and wire, but you can buy that low profit stuff from them and you can just buy the lighting stuff from us. That, like, electrical distributors don't make anything on pipe and wire boxes and like all the different stuff. It's very low margins, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, lighting is much higher margins. Don't tell the electrical distributors that, but that's why there's a separate group called the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors. Mm-hmm. And then there's NAED who also sells tons of lighting as well. You know, we're coming up on almost 30 minutes here. Let's go for some final thoughts, Greg. What do you think? Or do you have something else you want to...
I do have one other topic I want to discuss because it's hot and something we talk about a lot is rebates. What is the Florida rebate market looking like, or what is it? Do you have rebates?
We absolutely. You're talking about through the electrical company or from the manufacturers?
Yeah. Yes. Electrical. Sorry. Yep.
Jacksonville does. Jacksonville Electric Authority offers rebates, and we use that as a way to show our end user or contractor who can deliver the information for us how quick their payback is. Obviously, it helps improve the payback and energy savings. And we are a distributor, an authorized distributor for the JEA rebate program. We have to go through a third-party agency who facilitates that and handles the paperwork for us. But there's a profile that we have to fill out. And we've even gone as far, if the project is large and the customer is on the fence on whether or not they want to spend the money up front, that rebate can also be assigned to us. So we had a car dealership that was three dealerships side by side. Their rebate was almost $40,000. So we reduced the invoice to them by $40,000 and carried the money for 6 weeks till we got the rebate, which allowed us to write that order quicker than not, you know?
Yeah.
Because their outlay was less upfront.
Yep. And does Orlando have one too, or is it just Jacksonville?
They don't.
See, that's they don't have one down there.
Yeah, I've always heard the Southeast is... just doesn't have rebates in general. I know like Alabama and the Mississippi's and those, but Florida does in Jacksonville, not in Orlando. I wonder if they do in Miami or Tampa. Do you know that offhand? Just out of curiosity.
I don't, but correct me if I'm wrong, Miranda. Does the beach even have one?
The beach does, but Jacksonville Beaches Energy has one also, but it's not as big as the Jacksonville one, and it's, I think, harder to get approved. And with JEA in Jacksonville, you've got to the product has to be DLC premium listed. It's got to be an efficient product, or they won't rebate on it at all. Mm.
Wow. Any final thoughts? Let's go to Sean before we close out. And I know Josh right now is driving in his car listening to this. He's beeping his horn when you said Keystone in the middle of the show. Josh, you watch it, okay? Yeah. Josh Brown from Keystone. I know. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, buddy, relax. Sean, any final thoughts for your colleagues and listeners to the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast? And we'll go to Miranda after.
Well, let's go back to Josh, right? I came into the office one day early on, and he was here, and he was the one that told me about Nailed. I looked into it. No brainer, you know, so thank you, Josh. But yeah, I mean, I really like being a member of Nailed. I think it helps me grow in the industry as far as knowledge goes, the trainings, the LS1, the camaraderie that it creates at the events that I've been at. I believe I've been with you guys twice, and I'm looking forward to the convention at the end of the year. You know, it's just a great place to bounce ideas, to learn. And, you know, we don't all work for the same company or run the same company, but we're all in the same industry. And when I'm around the other Nailed members, I just feel like we're all almost working together.
And even though we're really competitors, like even though we're technically competitors in a way, you know, it's weird.
Yeah, but you don't get that vibe, right? No. It's and so, you know, I appreciate it. And I'm glad we joined. And appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Miranda.
Hi. Yeah, I agree with Sean. Nailed's a great program. Glad to be part of the group for sure. If I could give, if there are any other lighting specific distributors out there, if I could give you a little advice, the answer is fast. If you want to take, sorry, my earbud fell out. If you want to take business from another electrical supply house, you have to respond quickly. You have to give them solutions. Mm. You've got to just do it fast, do it right. I mean, one of our taglines is always on. You know, we'll take calls at 10 o'clock at night. You've just got to do it different than everybody else. We're blessed with a great team. We've got 8 outside salespeople, 6 inside, I believe. We've got a war room where our projects are done, and we just have to respond quickly. And because of that, we're successful. So, and we appreciate you guys letting us talk today too.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure. All ours. Greg, Miranda sounds like your kind of gal, bud. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Got to tell.
That you sound like Greg Eric now.
Quick. Confidence. You know, it's,
get her done.
Gotta do it better. Yep. Get her done. Yep.
And we want to thank our sponsor, Josh Brown. I know you've honked the horn a couple times while you're listening to this on your way to work.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. Go to KeystoneTech.com. That's KeystoneTech.com. Greg Garrick for the Big Easy.
Yeah, and we talked about their optic swap. They also have the color selectability, making inventory easier on people like us, or we don't have to worry about Kelvin temp or even wattage on some fixtures. So check it out.
And I don't think I can beat the Nailed endorsement we just got. So our final thanks go out to all the good folks at Lamp Sales and Miranda and Sean. Thank you for being on the show today. And most importantly, all those out there listening and watching this, we thank you. This year, the ones who make this happen. Thanks for listening and watching. Bye for now.